What is up, everybody? Welcome back to today's News Tonight, episode 159. I'm your host for this episode, Steve Bodiless Bowling, apparently. I'm not here, but I'm here. Anyway, I am joined, as always, by my good friends and GVG co-founders, Derek Bittner and Ash the Man Paulson. You're the man now. I just decided.
Man, I didn't. I'm the man now. I'll take it. And
I mean, that works. He's Ash Man. I got it. It makes Ash Man.
Also, I am joined by my good friend, the amazing, the one, the only, the person who is streaming this because my internet is garbage, Brandon Miracle.
What's up?
You doing, man?
Not bad. How are you?
I feel like I see more and more of you lately.
Yeah. I mean, so apparently, Steve, you got screwed by Cox Internet, so that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I am currently being fucked by Cox. Have fun with that one, Kitty Kong. I love you.
Anyway. If you stop hearing from Steve through, you know, sometime during the show, that's why. But, you know, the show will go on. Brandon, thank you so much for stepping in at the last minute, man.
Funnily enough, I have my Stream Deck buttons all put together and whatnot. And I was like, oh, there are four of us in the show, right? So I'm going to hit the four-person button. But my brain did a dumb and forgot that only three of us were on camera. So for a second, you've got two halves of me nice. On the bottom of the screen. So there you go.
We just went Old Testament with that. We solved the solution. We needed a fourth person. We just cut one of ours in half, and there we go.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Why do I have to cut in half?
Or if you go Disney, we love bugged it, and you got first and third place.
Oh, perfect.
there we go. Nice. Yeah, well, happy Friday, everyone. Welcome. Pokemon launch today. I hope, Steven Turquoise, if you're here in the chat, that you're very happy about that. But there's some really cool stuff that I want to talk about first. Ash, you had a few messages you wanted to share with our audience, right?
Yes. So the first thing I wanted to do is shout out Trans Awareness Week. You know that you all know that we're all about trans rights here at Good Vibes Gaming. LGBTQ plus representation is so important. And so we just wanted to say happy Trans Awareness Week, trans rights matter. And you know, all of that, just, we love you out there. We love all of you in our trans community and you know, all the GVG fans out there who are in the trans community. We love you. We see you, you matter. And we love you. I could just keep saying we love you because we do. And so happy Trans Awareness Week. Also, happy birthday, Shadow Luigi 10. We didn't have an episode on Wednesday because we were taking a little bit of a break after our 8-hour anniversary stream on Tuesday. The team needed just a bit of a mental health break, so we didn't get to shout you out on your actual birthday. But happy birthday, Shadow Luigi 10. Thank you so much for being in our community and for caring about what we do here at Good Vibes Gaming. So thank you and happy birthday.
Hell yes. Oh, go ahead, Derek, please.
Well, when I heard Shadow Luigi 10, I was like, oh, when you first said that, I thought you were saying Shadow Luigi had turned 10. And I'm like, oh, God, what's he doing watching our show?
Right? Oh, man.
If you are under 10 years old, please leave. God.
And this may be Trans Awareness Week, but trans rights always matter. 365 days.
Oh, yeah.
Year, right? Yeah. 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Trans rights matter, and you all matter, and we love you. So just wanted to make sure we said that at the top of the show.
Hell yeah. You know, I say every week is Pride Week here at GVG. I am immensely proud of the trans members of our community. Nothing but love to all of you. You know, I hope that we reach a point someday in the future where we don't have to call attention to the injustices that this community suffers on a regular basis. Society needs to get better.
That would be nice if society got better.
Yeah.
Right? Not looking good at the moment, but it'd be nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. I saw someone. Shadow Luigi 10 says they just turned 29. So congratulations.
So enjoy. Close to those dreaded 30s.
Yeah.
Nice. 30s are actually pretty nice.
30s are good. I'm on my way out of them, but they were pretty good.
Thanks for making 30s. Me feel young.
No, 30s feel good because it's like, all right, you got through the craziness of the 20s, you know what you're all about at this point. Now you just enjoy it.
Yeah, man, you like feet pics, so what, just run with it.
Exactly. By the way, Ditto M says yesterday was my birthday. Can I get a shout out? Well, of course you can.
Well, happy birthday.
You've been in our community forever birthday. And we love you, love seeing your name in chat, so thank you very much and happy birthday.
Shocked that Ditto would copy somebody. I'm kidding.
Of course. Maybe.
All right, folks. So it turns out that when you take a day off at TNT, a bunch of news happens. So what did we say? We start talking about it. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to start off by talking about Activision Blizzard a little bit. I'm sorry, but I promise you that this story has a silver lining. Let's go ahead and get that up on screen. All right. So Jim Ryan and Phil Spencer are no longer quite so happy, it seems, to be doing business with Activision Blizzard. This comes to us from Jason Schreier over at Bloomberg. And basically, he's obtained, as he is wont to do. It seems like he just has access to every company's internal email server. But he has obtained an email from Phil Spencer and a separate email from Jim Ryan indicating that they're kind of sick of Activision's bullshit. Phil Spencer specifically using some pretty strong language, saying that Xbox is currently evaluating all aspects of their relationship with Activision Blizzard and making ongoing proactive adjustments in light of the recent revelations that Bobby Kotick is, surprise, really terrible.
What a shock.
I am shocked by this. Not Bobby. He seems so on the level hiring the people he does. I mean, my God.
Surprise Pikachu gif.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly.
Get rid of this man. Stop protecting him. I actually really appreciate Kotaku's article they posted, just pointing out, like, here's the people protecting him. Just getting as much of that to light as possible, because we need some shame. Let's get some shame out here.
Yes, indeed. And for those of you who are wondering what we mean, it came out earlier this week in a Wall Street Journal report that Bobby Kotick has known of sexual harassment allegations toward women at the company for a long time.
Because of course he did. There's no way he wouldn't have. There's no way he wouldn't have.
Yeah, of course.
Look at him. He's a fucking goblin. So I'm not surprised that Bobby Kotick knew what was going on.
No goblins. That is an insult to goblins. Final Fantasy is ashamed of that statement.
Fair. I apologize to all goblins.
Seriously. Nintendo, ball's in your court. Would love to see you follow suit. Phil Spencer and Jim Ryan are saying all the right things here. I hope they put their money where their mouth is and, they're not just evaluating their relationships, but that action is actually taken. But Nintendo, this would be a great time for you to speak up on the matter as well, because this shit has no place in this industry, period.
I agree with that, but I also saw somebody point out that Nintendo has less of a relationship with Activision than Sony and Microsoft. They don't get the new Call of Duties. They get leftovers as far as ports concerned. Right. It's not like Activision is a huge partner for Nintendo, really. Still should probably call it out just to say, hey, even your scraps aren't welcome here. But
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. It would be a welcome thing to see. I think the difference, and I'm not going to go full Nintendo apologist here, but NOA is essentially just like a marketing arm for NCL. I'm not sure how much NCL like cares about this. I hate to say it like that way. I don't think that they're like turning a blind eye on purpose, but it's like happening half a world away with a company that they don't do a whole lot of business with. So I'm just like, they're like, Activision sucks. They're not going to call us though. But that being said, if they like told Doug Bowser, hey, why don't you run over to Kotick's house and like slap him in the face with a Wii U? I'd be like, that'd be cool. Like, I'd be okay with that. But
what else are you gonna do with that system?
I know, right? The Wii U walked so the Switch could run. But the I gotta say, I'm on the side of big corporations on this one. Sony and Microsoft are doing the right thing. I'm glad to see that they're holding Kotick at least somewhat to account. That they're basically saying like, hey, look, I don't know that we want to continue this relationship with you. This is bad news for us. And it really is. You know, I remember when both Xbox and PlayStation tweeted about Diablo 2 and everyone was like, yo, probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
And so it's really nice to see that Sony and Microsoft are listening to something bigger than just money. Right. Because I mean, Call of Duty is going to make both of those companies cash, but showing that they're interested in ethically you know, getting their hands on our money means a lot to me as a consumer. It makes me feel more comfortable supporting those platforms. And I mean, you know, this will do more to force Activision's hand than any boycott.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And there's, I think there's over 1,000 signatures for him to just leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get out. There are.
And the thing is, even if he leaves, he'll be fine. His severance package will be ridiculous. Like, it's not like he's going to get punishment out of this.
Yeah.
But at least his influence will be gone.
The thing that I don't understand is this guy, you know, we've reported so many times on how much money this dude brings home a year.
Oh, God.
Right? Hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, he'll be fine forever. If yeah. Even if he gets ousted with nothing, like if they were like, yeah, you're fired and you get nothing. Good day. If they Willy Wonka his ass out of the Call of Duty factory, he still could live out the rest of his years off of what he has in the bank, presumably. Yeah. And I don't understand where the, you know, like, just let him go. It'll be fine. You'll make another Call of Duty and there will be a Mountain Dew and a Doritos partnership down the line for it. And, you know, maybe you could hire some women to put them in positions of power and fix it. Just fix it. Like, the multi-millionaire, possibly close to a billionaire at this point, doesn't need your pity or your help. Just get him the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of, you know, hiring women into positions of power, that's only half the equation. Hire them into positions of power and pay them equally. We just found out too, amidst all this, that Jen O'Neill, she quit, but she wasn't offered equal pay to her male counterpart until she quit. She asked many times to be paid equally as well as her male counterpart, and they denied her over and over again until she quit. Fuck that. Equal work for equal pay. It isn't just enough to hire women into positions of power. You got to pay them equally too. Like, come on. This is just, it should be common sense.
It's never not understood sadly, the pay gap. I for anything growing up, like, why? Why is there a pay gap? It never made sense to me. And I still doesn't make any sense to me. But
yeah, it is weird. And I do want to point out, just because I have to caveat this, because I have to. I hate that I have to, but I have to. Activision, if you're going to hire women into positions of power, not women like Frances Townsend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing that people thought would be a good idea to do. Like, you can literally go on TV and be like, torture is cool, and I'm very serious about this, and end up, like, in a position of power at Blizzard.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen a lot of examples of people saying insane things and getting rewarded for it, or doing insane things and getting awarded for it. Like, you have the right friends and you kind of get away with it, it seems, or you're just in the right situation, we'll say. Right. And all of a sudden you're getting away with everything. It sucks.
Yep, it does indeed. But yeah, we wanted to get this one out of the way first, just to get the negative story out of the way first. So the rest is just way more fun topics to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, and to be fair, I want to address Wolfstar's comment. Like, yeah, we're all men, and I understand that. If I could hire the CEO of Activision Blizzard, I would, but I can't. So yeah, I wish that, you know, I totally get that hearing a bunch of men say that women should be hired into a position of power can ring a bit hollow, but I promise you, if I were able to, I absolutely would. But I can't, so, you know, sorry about that.
Yeah, fortunately, anyway, when the three of us were together when we left and was like, well, it's, we're barely supporting the three of us as is, so.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's true, too. You sometimes you just have to come to the dance with the people, the people you're with. I don't know that phrase. I didn't go to dances when I was a kid. Surprise, I'm on a gaming YouTube channel, and right. I don't know things about high school dances. Anyway. But
that is one reason, Wolfstar. You know, we definitely get that hearing a bunch of white guys talk about, you know, yeah, women's rights and LGBTQ+ what rights, like, we know it rings a bit hollow, and that's why we don't have a guest on today, but that's why we have endeavored to bring on guests onto TNT from a variety of backgrounds. That aren't more people that just look like us, you know, exclusively. So we hear you, and that's one way that we're trying to combat that, you know, those statements that might ring a bit hollow, because we do truly believe in everything we're saying, and we try to elevate voices here on TNT from people who don't look like us. So we hear what you're saying, though, for sure.
Yeah. Look like, who wants to look at more like us anyway?
Yeah.
Get exactly. some variety in there.
I'm not on camera just to save y'all tonight. You know,
Steve, we have a few super chats. Do we want to read a few out?
Oh yeah. Sorry. I wasn't sure if they were appearing on screen or not, you know, with our little alerty deal. I can't see what's going on. I'm blind today.
Gotcha. Well, we have one that's perfect for you from Jaden Buck with $5. Thank you, Jaden. Saying crazy question Fridays, crazy question number 17. There are approximately 3,000 minions in my area. What should I use to kill them all at once? This is a question perfect. Fire. There you go.
just fire.
That was easy.
Mine immediately went to the Dead Rising and the lawnmower.
Not. I like nice. That too. I like that too. Fire works for me. I'm down with that.
Yeah, just plain old life-ending fire.
And FlameChon73 asks, Mario and Peach versus Sonic and Amy. I think Amy...
Oh, no. Sonic and Amy win every time. Yeah. Like, every
Mario
time.
Can hold his own against Sonic, but I don't think Peach can hold her own against Amy. I think Amy is the factor that elevates the two of them over.
Mario Amy eliminates Peach. Sonic and Amy team up on Mario. Mario's done.
There you go. There you go. We'll read out some more super chats throughout the rest of the show, everybody. Just want to keep it moving. But thank you all so much for your donations. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. So long story short, don't fuck with Call of Duty. Maybe find other ways to spend your time until they resolve this situation. But you know what first-person shooter you should absolutely fuck with?
Nice.
The subject of our next story. And Halo Infinite has officially gone gold. Xbox announced today via Twitter, along with a very confusing at first glance map of when you'll be able to play the game, depending on where you're at in the world. I don't have a ton to say about Halo Infinite's campaign because, like many of you, I haven't played it yet. However, and I know Brandon can back me up on this one, I have been playing an assload of Halo multiplayer, and it is good.
So good. I want to try it.
I have not had a chance.
It is ridiculous. I don't play Halo multiplayer, and when we had turn-based on, we were talking about that last week, a week ago, right? For one, okay, Nate the Hate's reporting clearly was correct. Halo multiplayer launched on Monday, just as he said it would. Congratulations, Nate the Hate, for nailing that one. I'm sure Microsoft is very upset with you. but additionally, I just wanted to use this as a launching off point to talk about just how addictive Halo Infinite's multiplayer is. Like, they have absolutely nailed it. And it is so satisfying to play. Brandon, I know you've been playing a ton of this, man. Tell me what your thoughts are.
Well, first of all, when I was first asked to run the show tonight, do you want to know what I was doing?
Working hard at your job, obviously.
Oh, I feel terrible.
I was playing Halo, as it turns out.
Oh no, I'm so
sorry. No, you're good. You're good. I love this game so much. I haven't had this much fun with a multiplayer shooter since Halo.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard nothing but amazing things, and I got to say, as someone who's not typically into shooters, I'm feeling a lot more FOMO than I thought I would, not being able to get in on this. I know I can maybe play it via my browser or whatever. I don't want to do that. I would rather have an Xbox.
No, I don't recommend it. I tried
it. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But I have major FOMO. Everybody's talking about how great Halo Infinite multiplayer is. I know I'd suck at it, but damn it, I still want to play it with you guys. Like, I really got to get an Xbox. I've never wanted one more than I do now.
Yeah. Go ahead. So, I've been playing it pretty much for a little bit every day since it launched. So like 6 days now, or 5 days now. I'm really tired, but I have to say, Ash, I am with you. I was telling Turnbased on the show last Friday, a week ago today, that I don't play Halo multiplayer, that I was just going to try it because, I mean, it's, you know, the closest thing to the campaign I can get until December. And I picked it up. And I've not been able to put it down. It runs like a dream. It is good. If you're not good at Halo, the matchmaking alone is really so much better than it has been in previous games. Like, you're no longer pit against, like, you know, esports level players who are just camping and murdering you and know where everyone spawns. Like, you're generally put into people that are really close to your skill level.
That's helpful to know. That's good to know.
I gotta say, Ash, you are gonna have a uniquely good time because it runs 120 FPS on the OLED CX that we both have. And I'm not gonna lie, y'all, I am not good at Halo, but when you put me on my 120 FPS TV versus people on their 60 FPS TV, I'm pretty good at Halo. It turns out.
Pay to win.
Pretty much.
I've also been playing at 120 FPS, and you wouldn't think so as an outsider, but it makes a difference.
It really does. Let me share with you an anecdote. Like, again, I want you to remember that I have said for the past several years in my YouTube history how bad I am at shooters, how ungodly bad I am at these games, specifically in reference to Halo. I was playing a Capture the Flag game, which if you've never played Capture the Flag in Halo, it's like three captures to win, best of three, right? Or you get to three captures and it's over.
Yep.
I immediately booked it over, captured the flag the first time, helped my team back to the other side, grabbed the flag and brought it back for them the second time, and then decided to let them get the flag on their own the third time. The three other people on my team, I let them work together to get it while I slaughtered the entire enemy team.
That's amazing.
They literally were able to bring it back because I left no survivors.
I haven't heard killing spree come out of my own machine more than the time I spent playing Halo Infinite. I'm also not very good at shooters, but there's something here. Because I'm hitting the top of that scoreboard most matches.
Man, yeah,
I'm telling you, it is such a rewarding multiplayer game. And you feel like when you lose, you're like, you know, like it never feels like you're paired against people that are so much better than you that it's insurmountable. You always feel like, okay, maybe I just got to be a bit smarter about it.
Are you sure the matchmaking is that good? Maybe they're just putting you against the noobs and you're the soul crushing ones, the E-level things that are crushing everybody else's. Like, I don't know if they'll feel that the matchmaking is that great.
That's if someone as historically bad as I have 20 years of evidence to pull from that I'm bad at these games. I have never been good. So when I play it, I'm like, data tells me that either these people are somehow the worst Halo players on the planet, or they've somehow found people that are as bad as me, which hopefully y'all get better. I'm really sorry that I've met so many people that are as bad as me, but I 120 FPS display. I swear to God, it helps. Oh my God. you will do better. But I have, like, this makes me want to play the campaign so much more than I did. And I already was kind of, this was one of my most anticipated games for this year. I originally planned to do a Game of the Year video towards the end of this month. And after playing Halo Infinite's multiplayer, I'm like, I can't. I have to wait till mid-December because there's no way I'm going to not include this game in the lineup.
I can't wait.
But yeah, I'm... It is dangerous. And
this is like the best hangout game I've played in a long time because, you know, I have a Discord server with all of my local friends, and the last couple days there have been 7 or 8 of us in voice chat just playing big team battle together. You know, 12v12, warthogs and banshees and all the other vehicles just blowing stuff up and having a good time. And it doesn't, like Steve said, like, I'm having so much fun. I don't care whether I win or lose. I'm just actively enjoying the activity.
That's awesome.
I wanted to ask about that because the one thing I did see about this is that some people are a little put off by how the reward system is.
Oh, yes. I've heard a lot of
where
that.
It's not, you have to fulfill specific goals rather than just play.
They have actually implemented 50 XP per match today. In response to that, so now you get experience for playing. Yeah, they did that real quick.
Yeah, it was like, and the way they did it was weird. It's like there's just a goal that comes up every single time that says play one match.
Yeah,
like, over and over again.
It's clearly like something they didn't have ready, so they just did a hot fix using the system they had in place already.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, the battle pass. Or, like, the season lasts until literally May. And unlike other shooters, your battle pass doesn't expire. So you can always unlock those things. They'll always be there. You're not, there's no FOMO. Mm-hmm. So that's for the really first cool. time like in that. History, me, Brandon, spent $10 on a battle pass.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
But that's exactly what they're hoping for. Because, mm-hmm. you know, they're like, oh, well, we'll give the multiplayer away for free. And we were talking about that months ago now when they announced that multiplayer would be free and separate from the campaign. And you can see how it's already going to generate them just a ridiculous amount of money. This is one of those cases where I don't necessarily love the monetization model because I don't like battle pass, cosmetic stuff like that. I would much rather just buy the cosmetics that I want and only the cosmetics that I want. But I do like that it doesn't ever expire if you paid for it. Things you buy just shouldn't evaporate, right? And I like that, you know, some of the stuff in the battle pass that I looked at is pretty cool. I don't know that I'm to the point where I'm going to drop any money into the game yet. I've enjoyed what I'm playing. And I hope they don't ever do anything like put maps behind a paywall or anything like that. Like, I hope that all of the actual gameplay related content remains free. Right. But I will say occasionally I see someone with some really kitted out armor and I'm like, that might be cool to have. And then I look at the premium currency and I'm like, not cool enough yet, though. Not cool enough yet.
Now, between this and Forza 5, I feel like I need to get an Xbox before our Game of the Year discussions, just so
yes.
I
can
experience. Good luck, because I've been trying to help my sister find one. And my God, it's like PS5 all over again. I was like, this has to be easier than the PS5. And nope, it's about the same. I was like, what the
hell? Is it really? I'd heard it was a little easier, at least.
Your best bets are Best Buy and Walmart, but they're still doing like the, I think with Walmart, you have to have Walmart Plus, whatever that is.
I haven't even heard of that. And then they have this other special thing. Like these stores are now just like, hey, use our buy-in program so you can actually get it. So it's like, God, this sucks. Yeah. It's frustrating because she wants to get it for, you know, a present for somebody and she can't.
Well, I have gotten
just
the
look
point.
Out for Wario 64. He posts Series X's almost daily.
It has been rough though because it is constant updates this time of year. It's like, oh God.
Yeah, true.
This is awful.
I have gotten to the point where I'm seeing consoles in the wild like regularly. Oh, yeah, because I don't think people are pounding stores anymore so much.
I've seen from some Series S's in the wild, and I see some people saying, well, you can probably get a Series S more easily. And yes, I could, and not to come off as a snob or anything. There's nothing wrong with the Series S, but if I'm gonna make this investment and spend several hundred bucks on this thing, you know, I got a 4K TV. I might as well hold out for a Series
the same
S.
Way.
There's no way to... Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. It's like it's just if I've got the display for it, I might as well hold out. You know,
never cheap out on your tech because you'll pay for it later, probably.
Right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I really want to play both of these games so badly. And I never thought I'd say that about Halo. But I really want to play Halo Infinite now based on what I've heard. And yeah, I just got to get a Series X.
Yeah, I agree.
As a system seller, I guess. I'd probably still only play on PC.
Forza and That's Halo, I think, alone are worth it. But, all right. So we could probably, well, I know I could talk about Halo multiplayer forever, but I got to get into this next story because I have been playing this game on Game Pass and the stories are true. Let's go ahead and get that next one up on screen. So Rockstar has followed, you know, they're going through the stages of grief of releasing a terrible game. And they're at this is essentially the bargaining stage where they apologize and then they offer you something. Rockstar has released a note on their blog today just saying, yep, it's as bad as you saw on Twitter. We're sorry about Grand Theft Auto the Trilogy, the definitive edition, which makes me wonder if maybe they also regretted the length of that title when writing this apology post. But essentially, let's pull some quotes from this. The Grand Theft Auto series and the games that make up this iconic trilogy are as special to us as we know they are to fans around the world. The updated versions of these classic games did not launch in a state that meets our own standards of quality or the standards our fans have come to expect, which you have a department called quality assurance. I'm just
I was gonna say there is no way, as Mac McMuscles pointed out on Twitter today, there is no way they did not know the state of this thing.
Yeah. So
there's no way. Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, the definitive version of San Andreas is available on Game Pass. And so I had seen, I actually watched Matt McMuscle's videos, which is why, for those of you wondering why I randomly tweeted rub the blood back into his ass the other day, that was actually a quote from Matt McMuscle's video on Definitive Edition, because he like killed someone. And it was true, like the guy came over and just rubbed the dude's butt and the blood like so slowly went back into his body and the guy got up and walked away.
That's so weird.
Okay.
That's how people are healed in Definitive Edition. They just have their blood rubbed back into their ass and they're fine. But these games, they're not like unplayable. They're not Cyberpunk broken, or at least San Andreas isn't. But they are really, really off-putting and weird. Like, the visuals are really off. There's a ton of instances where you can see that they clearly had, like, an AI upscale textures versus having a human look at them. Like, words that were on textures no longer make sense. They're just broken.
The one that gets me is one we talked about on Monday, where I think when you're in, like, first-person view, maybe on a motorcycle or something, and you rotate the camera
on the
all the way around. On the mini bike, yeah, and you see CJ's face just like right up against you. It reminds me of some PT like shit, man. That's actually creepy as hell. That even happens. Yeah, really, really unsettling and off putting.
Yeah, and it's like there's weird like deformation that goes on with character models. Like there's a pretty famous screenshot at this point of someone in San Andreas, and they're like riding a bike. And their neck elongated and their shoulders dropped so that they could ride like a lower bike. And they just look like a nightmarish monster on it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But yeah, there's a lot of that going on. Or there, one of my favorites is one of the earliest cutscenes. Apparently, they didn't turn off traffic. So like these two guys are hugging on the sidewalk and then a car just mows them down during the cutscene.
I mean, from what I understand, everything about the original games is in here. They just basically dragged and dropped into this upscaler, it sounds like, and it's all there, including the hot coffee files.
Yep. That's, there were files.
This was the laziest upgrade ever, I think.
Yeah. Oof. The funny thing is, too, I looked into the developer of these ports. They're called Grove Street. And people were thinking that, like, oh, Rockstar outsourced this to these Grove Street guys. No, that is an internal studio. Grove Street is the name of the street from San Andreas that you live
on. That's a reference, I was going to say. I remember that.
Yeah. So these are more likely than not, like, junior developers that are just starting out at Rockstar and were handed, honestly, a project that was probably beyond the scope of, like, a junior development team. And right.
This cool. is probably like, here's $20, you know, obviously hyperbole, get it done. Just not a lot of money. And just like, hey, remaster these.
Yeah. Make us money. It's definitely interesting to see. So Rockstar, in response to this, they said that they are going to be, and this is probably my favorite part, is they're only addressing this for PC players. So what? They're saying like, hey, if you bought the game on PC, we are going to relist only on PC. We're going to relist GTA 3, Vice City, and San Andreas, the original versions. And we're going to give you those for free. And if you buy the Definitive Edition anytime between now and June 20th of next year, we'll still give you the originals for free. But if you bought it on console, we're not doing anything.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, it's just funny that their mea culpa here is to re-release the, you know, old versions back on PC, because they're still so much better than what we got in the Definitive Edition. And believe me, I love me some funny glitches for sure, but it seems like these have just been handled so badly that the only thing you can call them definitive about is definitively bad.
They are definitively the worst versions.
Yeah, yeah. It sucks for console players too. This is really... It's not cool. It's not cool the way this went down. And as we said, there's no way Rockstar wasn't aware of it.
Yeah.
Before
release. Absolutely not.
Hustlebun with a $1.99 super chat says it's an upscale of the iOS port, which has issues. I've never played the iOS port. I don't.
Oh, I didn't
would
that.
Want to play this on the iOS.
I would never want to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. No but, way.
Man,
that's unfortunate.
Well, it is a shame the way this and Grand Theft Auto. Look, I'm no big GTA fan. You all know that, but I know how important it is to, you know, gaming in general. What a tremendous impact the series has had over the years. It deserved better. It deserved way better. Like, come on.
Yeah,
I should with a yeah that
yeah it's a good, did we say this because I can't remember, but Jared Holder with a two Canadian dollar super chat saying, can we say greedy corporations and not lazy devs? I think I made a point, like, here's the devs have some, you know, a shoestring budget, which to me puts the impetus on the, you know, the corporation itself. It's like these guys are working with the best that they got.
Yeah,
I think he means, and you didn't mean it that way, Derek. You mentioned something about it being like a lazy porting process, but you didn't mean it that way. I think that's what he's referring to, though.
Okay.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Jared. Yeah, I don't think we meant to imply that the developers were lazy here.
Yeah.
But I get why it sounded that way.
Yeah, sorry for using lazy that term in terms of the devs, because I don't think there are any lazy developers out there. They work their tails off. It's just a matter of how much time and money they're given. And gaming, it's pretty evident they were not given either in this case.
Game development isn't a career that you do to make a buck. It's something you do because you like to do it.
Exactly. Yeah,
this is absolutely a byproduct of a project manager who didn't fight for his team or their team. Right. You know, because they should have said, like, yo, you're not giving us enough money to do this the right way at all. People are not going to like this. And that's not on the developers. You know, that's why you have project planners and directors. They're the ones that are supposed to look at what they have and what they can make with it. And then they assign the work out to the developers to do what they're best at. But I guarantee you, they didn't sit around a table and be like, yeah, let's get hyped to do the absolute bare minimum.
Yeah, no one sets out to make a bad game. I mean, it's kind of what we like what we saw just happen with Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. It's a good game. People like it enough. But the fact that it doesn't have voice acting and that, you know, you can tell that it was developed on a budget, that's not due to laziness on the developer's part. That's due to working with what they were given.
Managing resources and just things had to get cut.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what, though, Ash? You know what game does have voice acting?
Uh-oh.
You set that up for him, Ash. You know you did.
Yeah, you really did. Let's get that game with voice acting up on screen.
Nice.
WB has finally announced the game that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, officially dubbed Multiverses, featuring Batman, Arya Stark, Shaggy, like Super Saiyan Shaggy, really, when you think about it.
Oh no, Steven they Universe, pull Shaggy straight from that.
It's explicitly this... Ultra Instinct Shaggy.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Ultra Instinct Shaggy.
I saw a Super Saiyan aura in the video that I watched. But I do wanna clarify, I mean, this is like a star-studded cast for voicing. You have Kevin Conroy doing Batman.
Who, hell yes.
I mean, let's go. That is amazing. I am Batman.
Yep. Yep.
Love Kevin Conroy.
And it's funny. I actually just, some of you may know that I do a show with my dad called Game That Tune, where we interview, you know, various animation and video game voice actors. And we had Jeff Bennett, the voice of Johnny Bravo, on for our show last night. And I actually brought that up to him. I put him on the spot. And he says, because we know from the rumors that Johnny Bravo is rumored for this roster. He's not part of the official reveal yet, but Jeff Bennett says he has not been approached yet to record anything for Johnny Bravo in Multiverses, but that doesn't mean he won't.
He better hope he is, because they got Maisie Williams to do Arya Stark from Game of Thrones, which that means that is not a small budget.
That is not. That is, they got Matthew Lillard isn't that huge of a star anymore, but that's still like the new definitive Shaggy voice at this point. He does it for the cartoons and everything. Like, this is an impressive get.
Yeah, I mean, everybody on this list is impressive. They got Tara Strong, who's like a legend in the voice acting
Tara's
community.
Huge.
Also my first celebrity crush. Hey, Tara, if you're watching. What's up, bro? Anyway, voicing Harley Quinn, but who also, I came to know Tara from her work as Bubbles on the Powerpuff Girls.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
On the original.
Right. Also Riku Girls. In FF10.
Yeah, that's right. Tara's been everywhere.
Yeah.
She's got Bugs Bunny, Jake the Dog, Finn the Human. I mean, these are, it's a pretty impressive list of folks and all the original voice actors for those folks, or at least the most recognizable in 2021 voice actors for these people.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look at what my. Oh yeah, they made a point of saying, "Hey, we have voice acting."
Like, yeah, voice acting. They definitely took a shot at Nick Brawl, like specifically. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they have serious music too, don't they?
I think so. Yeah, they highlighted the music in the official reveal video, talking about how they understand how important it is that they get the authenticity of all these universes right with the characters, the voices, the music. And so far, I got to say, I know the gameplay looks a little slow. People have pointed that out. Fair criticism. But I like what I'm seeing so far. I know it's free to play, but I'm going to check it out. Why wouldn't I? I love Smash. I love Smash-like games. I'm going to check this out. And I'm hoping that we get certain characters added to this as DLC down the road. Please, Yakko, Wakko, and Dot. I don't care if they're a combination character. They're separate. But get them in there with their authentic voice actors, including my dad. That would be so hype. Oh, man, that'd be so cool.
Get a movie lot stage really cool. With the water tower in the background.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, the Warner Brothers studio lot. The water tower in the background. Yeah.
There are a few characters like Rick that are not here yet, so that you could give you an idea of what's coming.
So, yeah. What do we think the odds are that we get a Mortal Kombat character in Multiverses?
I think it's high, actually.
Yeah, it feels pretty high.
I can see that.
Get that animated version of Scorpion.
Yep.
In there. I mean, Shaggy versus Scorpion. Heck yeah, rematch.
It's already canon, so yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice.
And if you know, he will be toned down for sure. He's not going to be doing any fatalities.
No.
Still being in the game, yeah. I think would make sense.
I mean, Arya Stark killed and baked an entire family. I don't think they worry about the age rating here.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm actually way more hyped for this than I was for Nicktoon All-Stars, just because it's free to play, so there's zero risk for me to try it. The fact that it is free to play, if it's even mildly good, I would probably be okay with, you know, $5 here or there for new characters when they come out. If they even charge for new characters, who knows?
Juan mentioned in our live audience patron chat asked, did anyone see that the Ruby Twitter tweeted about this? I did not see that. I'm not a Ruby follower myself. But
so they have, but they've been doing that to a lot of games.
Yeah, exactly. They were to Fortnite being like, hey, why not us? They just really want to be involved in other things. That means nothing.
Yeah, fair enough then.
Also, we got a name for the new character they'd added for some reason. The rain dog, as in reindeer / dog. That's
the original character.
Why is this the thing?
Is there a story mode or something that we're not privy to yet?
Maybe. Just all we know for sure is it's 1v1, 2v2, and 4-player free-for-all.
They were really highlighting the 2v2, though.
Oh, yeah, they are.
It seems to be a particular focus on the team aspect of the game. The 2v2 aspect, which is an interesting twist. I like that it still can be played as 1v1. That's kind of probably how I would play it most. But I like the wrinkle that they are specifically focusing in on team play. And apparently characters are built such that their specials can be used by other teammates. So I think that's actually really, they're not used, but like can be utilized, as in they'll have effects that can be beneficial to your teammate.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Visually, yeah, also, this is like way more impressive than Nick Brawl.
I mean, it helps that they're not. You might notice that there's no Switch port.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That probably has an effect.
Yeah. I like the look of the game. I'm excited that there are dedicated servers for this and that they're using rollback netcode for it. That is going to help improve the online experience dramatically. What I have to wait to see, and I'm just going to be the one that pours a little bit of cold water on this, is the thing that really held Nicktoons back for me was that the sense of weight and impact to hits just wasn't there. And that is vital for a fighting game to get correct. My hope is that, you know, they consult with NetherRealm and they're like, hey, you know how to make hits feel real, so please please take a pass at this and make sure that it feels like people are actually hitting each other.
Mm-hmm. I gotta say though, it is doing that one thing that Smash, we've all begged Smash to do. The costumes are pretty great.
The costumes are cool.
They are pretty good. Yeah.
And that's another thing that Nick Brawl didn't get. There are no costumes.
Like Shaggy has one that's essentially Ryu from Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty much. Or he kind of looks like Johnny Cage in another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at on IGN, they have a screenshot of Black Lantern Superman, which is essentially like a zombified Superman that looks pretty cool.
That's a deep cut. That's cool.
Yeah, I like where they're going with this. I hope that it plays out well. I do want to read a few super chats because this was like the story that our audience seemed to have the most interest in from the get-go today. Actually, just a really nice one to start off. Just in time with $1.99 says, was cool to see Ash in person yesterday. Happy one year to GVG.
Aww. Thank you very much. It was great to see you in person as well. Thank you so much for turning out to actually be at the show. It's really great to meet you in person. So thank you very much.
Nice. Shadow of the Pika with $2 says, been a rough 2 months, but GVG makes things better. I'll be honest with you, Shadow of the Pika. Yeah, it's been a rough ass 2 months. I have also had not the easiest time. So I'm glad that we're able to help you through that. You know, it means a lot to me to know that we're putting some good back out into the world.
100%.
When we just hang around and talk about video games.
Yeah, I mean, you help us through our own tough times. It's like, as we've said during our anniversary streams, it's very much cyclical. It is a two-way relationship. You give us, you know, reason and strength to go on doing what we do. So thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Santi the person with $2 says, Halo is fun and I am a god at dying. Well, I'll be there with you soon, I promise.
Yeah, death.
Yeah, exactly. And Titus Malvolio with $5 says, as long as it isn't pay to win, I'm optimistic about multiverses. And I agree with that. I feel like they got to be smarter than to try to put in any pay to win elements into a fighting game. Like that would be.
There doesn't seem to be any of that in, from what I can tell. It's mostly just aesthetics.
Cosmetics and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing that I find most amusing is they nailed that costume thing. That is absolutely something I'd pay money for, is just really good alt costumes for the fighters that I like to use. Like if I could go into Smash Ultimate and pay like a couple bucks to get the dread suit, I would absolutely, you know, buy that DLC for Samus, even if she played exactly the same. You know, same thing with Mario, Link, any of those characters. If I could get alternate versions of them, those are some of my favorite characters ever. I'll give you all kinds of money just to put cool skins on them.
I would be in trouble if they actually did do costume and music packs for Smash. I would be in trouble. Like, I would want to get pretty. I would want to get every single music pack and probably most of the costume packs. I'd be in serious trouble if they.
How much would you pay for a Mega Man costume that turned him into X?
I mean, a lot. A lot, an arm and a leg. I can't say. I mean, I can't. I would rather just have X himself in the game. But I mean, we kind of already have that, right? With the X Mii Fighter costume. It's not the same, but it's kind of close.
Not really the same, but yeah.
Yeah, it's not quite the same.
You know, thing, like when you go and you go into like a sketchy shop in Chinatown and you buy like the Dragon Ball Gorko figure, like that. that is the X Mii Fighter costume.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, it would be weird.
If this does do well, I could see them Fortniting this, like just promoting whatever big thing is coming from Warner Brothers next.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Amatish in our live audience chat points out that Gandalf has already been leaked through all the rumors we've been talking about. So,
true.
Yeah, so probably Neo down the line too, responding to a question from Nathan about whether we might get any film characters. I do think Neo is probably on the table here for sure.
High probability, especially with the new Matrix movie coming.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when this, do we have a release time though? This might be
2022.
Okay. Yeah, just next year.
Yeah, it just says 2022. But Tommy Dianoth's Archives, which I just love reading that name. That's such a I feel like there's such weight behind it. With a Canadian $5 super chat says, WB Games is smart enough to not put their IPs on Game Mill Entertainment for multiverses. Screw Nick All-Star Brawl.
Screw it.
What's Game Mill Entertainment? I think I missed something here.
Those are the developers of Nick All-Stars.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which I got to admit, get a better logo, guys. That's all I'm going to say. I don't have other criticisms than that, but your logo is like Amazon Games quality. Like, you need to just hire Evernight. He'll do it. I promise. It'll look it's really funny. Great.
I didn't realize, just a quick aside, I didn't realize this, but I happened to buy two Game Mill games on the same day because my buddies that I play Fall Guys with wanted to play Nick Brawl on PS4 or PS5, so I got it. But they also wanted to play, because we're all big Cobra Kai fans, they wanted to play the Cobra Kai game together, not realizing that it didn't have online. And it's a pretty janky game. But so I ended up getting it for like $10. I don't regret it. But Game Mill also did Cobra Kai. So I somehow, in a weird way, ended up buying two Game Mill games in one day. And I'm like, how does that happen?
Both That's fighting so games, too.
And they sold five games that day.
I'm a game says Ludosity and Fair Play Games developed, Nick All-Star.
Oh, I don't know. What was Game Mill's involvement then? Because their logo is right on the front of the box.
They could be the publish.
They probably published it then. That's what it is. Because their logo is on the box, yeah.
Nerf
Legends. Yeah, so it was Ludosity. Yeah, so really quick, Steve, we don't have that many more Super Chats today. Do you mind if I just go ahead and knock out the rest?
I was actually going to read the next one right after Tommy Dionas, because it's about Nick All-Star, or about WB Multiverses, if you don't mind.
Oh, go for it then.
Yeah, so Ryan Witt with $4.99. says, I hope Marceline and Princess Bubblegum from Adventure Time are playable for moveset potential and especially for LGBTQ plus representation. Which, yeah. I mean,
can see Marceline getting in there.
Yeah. And they actually they donated twice. That was actually a super chat further down. So thank you. Sorry you felt like you needed to donate twice. We just like to keep the show moving. But yeah, thank you very much for your both of your super chats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And technically, we already do have LGBTQ plus, thanks to Garnett being in there.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, Hustlebun, Free Willy stage hazard.
Exactly, Harley.
Be funny. Yeah,
I love a Free Willy stage hazard. That'd be amazing.
That would be hilarious. Yeah.
Nice. Let's see, Benny Yao with $5 Canadian says, "Happy belated anniversary, GVG. Thanks for being a bright spot in this rough year. You are all amazing. Keep up the great work. Well, good vibes forever." Well, thanks.
You are amazing. Yeah, thank you.
We love
much.
You, Benny.
Yeah, thank you.
By the way, if you have found this man's social media, he is a hell of a singer. Just saying.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Nice.
Check out Benny Yao's dulcet tones over on his social media, if he wants you to. I shouldn't plug your social media like that. But anyway. And finally, is that Rock Draw? I believe it's Rock Draw.
Yeah.
Rock Draw, yeah.
With Australian $5 says, "Joke time. A skeleton walks into a bar and makes his order. Barkeep, a beer and a mop." Nice. I get it. that's a prime dad joke, and I love it.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Ash, were there other ones that I missed that you wanted to read out?
Yeah, there were a couple. There's one about multiverses. Sorry, that was actually not that one. There was one that serves as a perfect segue into our next story. But before that, we have $5 from Hutio saying, "Hey, guys, moving due to unfortunate circumstances, but glad to have you guys to keep me sane. Keep up the great work and good vibes." Well, thank you, Hudio. Really sorry to hear about your unfortunate circumstances. I hope you get through them okay. We're always happy to see your name in chat. So just know that we always Absolutely. Love having you here in the community. Thank you.
I love you, Hudio. I have to point this out. I don't know if you recognize this, but I recognize it every time I see you on Twitter. You still have your spooky name up, and it is Bootio. I don't think about ghosts when I read it.
That's Bootio. Amazing. Bootio. I say keep it. That just makes it
That is a name that just works all year round.
It really does.
But the super chat that I was mentioning that serves as a perfect segue into our final story of the day is from Dion. I'm so sorry. I'm going to mess this up. Dion Hine? I'm sorry. With $5. Thank you very much, Dion, saying, "What do you guys think about Nintendo partnering with Panda for a Smash Brothers circuit?" As a matter of fact, that is our final news story of the day, right, Steve?
Hell yeah, let's bring that up. I like to end episodes with smashing. Oh, we're live. All right, sorry. Brandon's giving me the thumbs up, and I thought he was just like, yeah, smash jokes, like jokes about sex and stuff. I'm so into him. Brandon is, in fact, into him, just in case you're wondering. Don't talk back.
I think you're putting words in this man's mouth.
What's happening to me right now?
Only words. Only words. PAX was 2 months ago. Never forget. Anyway, Nintendo, in a exceedingly rare move, has officially licensed a Smash Brothers circuit in North America, which that's pretty wild. They've partnered with Panda, and it's not just Ultimate. for those of you that are still clutching your wave birds tight, Smash Melee is also part of this event, which is just, I gotta say, I'm really surprised. I'm not the world's biggest Smash fan. Y'all know that. But, I mean, Nintendo's kind of fraught history with Smash tournaments is well known even outside of the hardcore Smash circuit. And seeing them actually officially sanction and license an event is really cool to see. And it means a lot for the future of the Smash community. I am really curious about what this means. Like, is Nintendo putting up prize money for this? Are they the ones funding it? And what will it mean given the larger issues, let's just say, that the Smash community has had specifically around the tournament scene? Are they going to demand like more stringent enforcement of rules? And I just gotta say it, unaccompanied minors at Smash tournaments. Yeah. Like, what is, I wonder how they got to this point. But I'm gonna say it, good on you, Nintendo. I'm really proud that you're doing this. I'm happy that you're doing something that doesn't directly benefit you, and it's just for the fans. I think that's really great.
I agree. I'm actually kind of shocked that I always assumed that Evo was officially licensed with Nintendo. The heck, how does that work?
They were for a while, but then
they
Evo,
were a,
you know,
they were a
Evo
sponsor.
This is, they're claiming this is the first officially licensed one, so I just assumed that, unless I guess there is a difference between sponsor and licensed, but.
Yeah, right. So I can provide some unique perspective on this. So during my tenure with Nintendo Life, I had every year I would get together with Biltron and do an interview at E3, just about whatever, right? And one year, one of the topics that we discussed was the competitive Smash and Splatoon scenes and what Nintendo does to foster that. And Evo actually was specifically the example that we were discussing. And Nintendo was very clear about the fact that, like, yeah, it's not like an officially Nintendo sanctioned tournament. We're just an Evo sponsor, which means we're literally just throwing money at it and we're cool with what they're doing, but it's, we're not involved. And they said, and at the time Nintendo was very keen to say, like, that's about as far as we want to go with official tournaments. Like, we want to host our own tournaments and do our own stuff. But anybody outside of Nintendo, we're more than willing to, you know, maybe sponsor here and there where it makes sense, but we don't want to officially partner with any tournaments that aren't run by us. So this is a pretty big change for them. And I think that for folks on the outside that don't really follow the tournament scene like super closely, that, yeah, I agree, Derek. Like, it seems like Evo was probably the Smash tournament that everybody knew about. So it's really exciting to see that, you know, there is kind of a difference, and I'm curious what that difference will entail when we get more info out of Panda to see what exactly they're doing.
Master Pikachu brings up an interesting point of why Nintendo might be starting to do this, because they said didn't Sony buy out Evo? Maybe Nintendo has nothing to do with sponsoring that anymore, considering it's not theirs, and like, all right, well, it's time to license our own and do our own thing.
Just as likely, I mean, maybe Sony doesn't want Nintendo games at Evo.
Could be.
Well, I don't think that's the case, because I think they came right out and said, Sony, that this wasn't going to change, you know, the, or Evo, one of them said that them being bought by Sony was not going to change non-Sony games being able, at least, to be at Evo. But there could be some sort
So I could see both ways around it. Like, could you imagine, like, welcome to Evo 2022 Smash Ultimate Tournament brought to you by PlayStation. Like, I imagine that Nintendo would be like, fuck out of here with that. Like, we're this, not doing this that.
It's like versus house. That's the true.
ESAX08 in our YouTube chat with a good point, saying, why are you all congratulating Nintendo when it's really Panda Global that should get the credit for inking this with Nintendo? And while I do think Nintendo deserves the credit because they hold the keys to the Smash Castle, you're right. We should be giving proper credit to Panda here for making this happen with Nintendo.
I wonder who reached out to who.
I do wonder who made the first, who extended their hand first. Either way,
I would say it was almost certainly Panda.
I can't remember what company it was, but there was, this almost happened before with a different company. It may have been Red Bull, but a Smash officially licensed circuit, licensed by Nintendo, it's nearly happened before. So the fact that it's actually happening now is even crazier to me, because they shut it down once.
Yeah, and I wonder what steps Nintendo and or Panda will take to, you know, to ensure some of the squickier sides of the Smash competitive scene don't make their way into this officially sponsored circuit. Because, you know, we all know by this point all the weird, nasty shit that went down in the Smash community over the past couple of years, and Evo as well, Evo as a whole. So I wonder what they're going to do to, you know, because, you know, Nintendo doesn't want to be anywhere close to associated with that kind of behavior. So I wonder what they're going to do. I wonder what steps they'll take.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But my next question is, does this extend beyond a single circuit? Like, are they doing one circuit and is that it? Or are we going to get this seasonally? Because this could really change the way people look at competitive Smash and actually give people who play a chance to make a living. Because right now they can't. You can make a living playing a lot of other games, and this could really help in that department.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I, you know, I like that it's inclusive of both Ultimate and Melee. I've made my thoughts on some parts of the Melee community known, but I still think, you know, if people want to keep playing it, they should keep playing it, and especially if they have the chance to keep playing it competitively and be sponsored, that's awesome. So I'm glad that it's both.
Yeah.
RIP Project M fans. I know Project M was it continues to be kind of a sticking point for players who play that. That's obviously not going to be included here because it's a mod, and we know how Nintendo feels about mods. But at least we got Ultimate and Melee, and this is a lot more than we had a couple of days ago. I do find it funny that this was announced on the same day, though, that Multiverses was officially revealed, much like Sora was announced on the same day this, as...
Nintendo as likes to be sure, like, yeah, you know who they're cribbing from. Don't forget
announced.
Yeah, yeah. The king still sits on the throne.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, this is cool. I'm glad it's happening.
We don't know exactly... how this is all going to be laid out next year, because they said that they're going to do online qualifiers and in-person qualifiers. I assume the online qualifiers will be for Ultimate and then the in-person will be for Melee. But they haven't committed to their grand finals event yet because they're only going to do it once safety concerns aren't something to contend with. So this may bleed into 2023. There's a chance of that.
I mean, who knows? It could.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So yeah. The only thing I need from Nintendo in 2022 is Breath of the Wild 2. Anything else they do is just extra.
Right. Right.
But with that, my good friends, all three of you, I only have three friends. It's fine. We have reached the end of today's news. I like your slime too, Brandon. He's all right. He could stay.
We do have one more super chat if you want to knock that out really quick.
Do we? I don't. Oh, wait. No, I actually don't see it.
Oh, no. You know what? My bad. You got that earlier and just we skipped around. So I got a little. Yeah, we're all good.
OK, no worries.
All good.
Yeah. All right. With that, we've reached the end of today's show. This is normally the spot where I would ask our guest where they're from, but I think you know where Brandon streams stuff. But if you don't, twitch.tv/GVGOfficial, right? Official GVG. Oh my god!
I don't know where it's
official GVG.
I guess don't worry, I get it wrong too.
Where it's going? He streams. Yeah. No, we just had a round of Fortune Street, two rounds of Fortune Street, and
we did.
Those were some insane games.
I am now richer than I was before. If Mushroom Kingdom currency was accepted,
you've been brought to the light of how great that game is, and why we need more ports.
It's so fun.
Localize that crap.
I had a blast playing that.
I've never played it.
I think you'd love it, Ash. It's super fun.
Oh, it's so good.
But you should absolutely go check out Brandon and Daniel and whoever they have on next over at Good Vibes Arcade every Tuesday and Thursday on our Twitch channel. You can find the rest of us right here on YouTube. That's where we tend to hang out. Someday we'll be on Twitch, but last time I did it, I didn't know how to raid and I broke a lot of things and the stream just kind of ended like that because I don't know what I'm doing. I promise next time I'll be better at it. I'm practicing, but for now you can find me right here. And we are closing in on 71,000 subscribers. We are like 200 away. And that puts us even closer to our 75,000 subscriber goal. If I was on camera, I would show you the Switch OLED that's sitting right next to me for once. You can win that Switch OLED. Just imagine me holding a red box that's still sealed that says Nintendo on it. We can send that to you. All you got to do is be subscribed. One lucky person will win a free Switch OLED courtesy of GVG. And we'll send it to you wherever you live. It's as simple as that. Join us.
Yeah,
become one of us. Yes. But before we sign off for the night, we do have to give a thank you to all of our patrons. You guys help make this show what it is. I love each and every one of you for the support and love you show us. It means the world to us. It literally keeps the light on. We have to give a special thank you to our patrons at the producer tier. You guys, I mean, I've read this list off a few times in the past. There are so many of you, and I care so much about each and every one of you. You guys mean the world to me. I'm scrolling through the list right now. There are currently 73 of you, and that is an impressive number. We appreciate all the love and support. But before we sign off for the night proper, I do have to give that extra special thank you that we do at the end of each and every one of these episodes to our patrons at the executive producer tier and above. Ash, get those dancing muscles
ready,
my friend. It is time. Those executive producers that we care so much include Brandon Bovia, Rob Arman X, Fangs, Dan and Twistle, Z Patty, Hyrule Hermit, Sky Blue Flames, Eastman 23, Adam O'Sullivan, Octopuppet, Richard Herrera, Michael Phone, The D-Pad, Vesmio, Waffle King, Romsky 113, Critter XD, Kitty Kong Facts, Angel Martinez, Vedran Hotik, Joshua Hunter, Evernight Studio, I know that guy, Benny Yao, Azran 127, Black King, Pagrema, Geller, Joseph Rutkin, Titus Malvolio, Geeky Griffin, Lucky Wonderfish, Kyle, PopDog 23100, Young Ben Kenobi, Doug Shomix, Andrew Medeiros, Orem M, Becca, Rox the Cat, Killamox, The Legend of Groose, Eddie B, Kaied, Kit Fisto, Kenneth Lee Stingle, Dineth, Kota, Sci-Fi Lullabies, Michael McCaw, Matthew Wong, Goron Amber, Straight Lace, Justin Matthews, Booby, Too Much Spaghetti, Mega Conrad, Ascaron 809, Rioner, Ditta OM, Captain Finlandia, 60 Minutes and 60 Seconds, Nathan Steele, Spicy Pandaughter, The Game Orb, Dano the Artist, Super Gamer Dude 101, Grantles, Ravelox, Synchro Lord, My Mom, Hi, Mom. Thanks for the snacks, Mom. Kotar Pack, Scuff 196, Kane Woolley, Skull Kid Tiger, Dark Steel 01, Jason Uloa, Jaden Buck, Phantom Project, Cystic Warrior 29, DJ Jersic, Super Dank Awesome Unicorn Guy, Town Darling, Dinner Sonic, Darik, Jeff Ed, Twilord, Maddie, Dag Nasty, Mumbling Yeti, Cameron Sharp, Grimo Shaman, Mason Riley, Keel, Santi the Person, Brendan Hesse, Hustlebun, Noah Fitterer, Rizemon, Calvin Atkinson, Tiffany Thomas, Hinaru 77, and finally, Jessica Toad.
Woo!
And man. Remember. You too can become a patron over at patreon.com/GVGaming, where for as little as $1 a month, you can join the absolute best motherfucking Discord community anywhere on these internets. We got a ton of Patreon tiers, all the way up to sponsoring this very program if you're feeling saucy. Thank you so much for watching. We will see you on Monday. Have a great weekend for episode 160 of Today's News Tonight. But we're headed off to the post show. We will see you here in 5 minutes if you're one of our patrons. Otherwise, have a great weekend, good night, and good vibes.
Good night, everyone.
See ya. Oh, hold on. That slate isn't playing. All right, now we're going. Bye.